Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Proverbs 10:27-30. God pronounces his verdict upon the righteous and the wicked. The righteous shall continue, while the wicked shall not continue. The righteous shall find strength in the Lord, while the wicked shall be brought to destruction. The verdict upon the wicked does not always come immediately. But God does not forget the promise. But God does not forget the punishment that is due to the evil. When Saul was appointed king of Israel, God gave him his first assignment. I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. But slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. 1 Samuel 15:2-3. When Amalek sought to curse Israel, God pronounced, "His latter end shall be that he perish forever." Numbers 24:20. As Peter wrote to stir up your minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of the apostles of the Lord and Savior, that scoffers or mockers would come saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" They were reminded that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, 2 Peter 3:1-9. The wicked continue without the expectation of coming calamity, but the promise of God stands sure. The righteous will endure, while the wicked will be blotted out. We must walk in the fear of the Lord, always mindful of his promise and his power. Fearing and respecting God brings his blessing and fills our heart with expectation. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5:2-3. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.